Any girl could be a bitch.
No, you could be bitchy.
There's a little fucking jump off a cliff.
I fucking like the
quarter fags. What are we? No, but that's fucking annoying, goofy, and like,
oh, cultural like, appropriation.
Why the fuck does everything have to be politically correct now? You're stealing all our culture. Let the bitch.
Welcome back to Pigs and Blanket.
Welcome to the fucking podcast, y'all. It's a wild tub of night. We're having a little cookout, chilling outside. You might be able to pick up a lot of outside notes, but hey, it's free.
Hey, free nature sounds, man. You don't gotta YouTube that shit. Just play this shit and go to sleep.
Oh, by the way, that's Luis on the mic. We had to replace Nick. Just kidding, fellas. He's
yeah. All right, guys. So I'm back at it. Loading clips and sucking dicks as usual.
I mean, we all do that from time to time, fellas.
Especially Luis.
You guys having a great time out here?
It's a good stress reliever. And yeah, pretty much, bro. I'm already buzzed. I guess I'm just weak at this shit. I mean, I don't know. I haven't eaten shit. Maybe that's it. We got Master Eric, the chef, on the grill.
Eric's pretty much a fucking chef right now, bro.
Pretty fucking much. But he's serving us pretty raw steaks right now. I don't know what's going on, man.
He gave us a piece of me that was still twitching. It's a piece of shit.
I'll wake up tomorrow with some vanilla, bro. I don't even know what the fuck to think right now, man.
With some vanilla?
Yeah. Might as well make it a joke, bro.
What's the joke?
He says
some vanilla.
He's gonna wake up with some vanilla.
Yeah. We're making these chicken steaks like the time that fucking Ivan got a ham steak in Vegas.
Oh my god. This fucking piece of shit.
To save a fucking dollar, he missed out on the whole breakfast and got a piece of ham as big as his fucking chair.
It's just clear to say, bro, Ivan's a weirdo, bro.
He always does get the weird shit on the menu.
Is he still dating that guy, or did he switch up back to girls?
Oh, he switched up to some guy named Tyrone or some shit.
That's the same guy that I was talking about.
But he looks bigger now, bro, so he's probably destroying Ivan right now.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean he looks bigger?
I just say he benches like 400 pounds, bro. I don't know.
Wait, the one that he's going on a date with?
Yeah, bro.
You're lying? Oh, wait, it's that one?
Yes, dude.
No, you're lying.
I bet you right now they're just...
No. It's the one from Fat Tuesday?
Bro. Chepe. Tell me why she was there, bro.
It's not her, bitch.
She was there yesterday.
No. But that's not the girl he's on a date with.
Nah, it's a different girl.
Oh, Calvin said this bitch is 600 pounds. You don't have to
just
me.
A little Asian queen right now. Holy shit.
It's like a succulent.
Good, that shit was good. Man,
you're just fire.
Pretty succulent.
Mm. Chef Eric?
Yep.
Also, what are you doing not hiring this man? What? Why? He's a great chef.
He might get you only 3 customers that day because it's time consuming, but they're going to be happy.
I'm bringing like half the chefs there are like fucking mamas, bro. Their jokes aren't even funny, but food is good. Food is pretty fucking good.
Oh, that was awesome. That was great, bro. Oh, you drinking little buzz balls
honestly,
now.
Why are you guys fucking around with this little yin yang shit? Just say what you came to say, Luis.
Say what you came to say.
I'm never, bro. Never, ever going to switch up and go with a black girl, bro. I'm sorry. I'm going to just lay it out there flat. That's what I came to say, bro. I was telling everybody, when you go to Wingstop, man, you want a nice golden wing, bro. You bite into it. Nice white meat hanging out, bro. You don't want no black meat with, like, purple mystery meat. Like, you don't want that shit, bro.
You actually don't, though.
I don't, bro. I just try to switch me, bro.
Hey, Ivan likes style.
Well, no, but he likes... I hate to say this, but human black girls.
No, he likes.
But
the
there's a lot of like super ratchet girls that I wouldn't consider human.
He likes the ones that can't grow hair, bro. And I'ma just lay it flat.
Nah, but that doesn't even count as black, bro. Like black and Asian and type shit like that. That's what he likes.
Light skins, I'm with that.
I'm talking like ATL black.
You like ATL? Luis is acting like he did not.
You see what I mean, bro? I'm sorry, not to be
that's
racist.
You guys are fucking racist.
I'm not just laying it as it
you
is,
guys,
bro.
You can't, no, you can't say I hate. Blank and be like, but I'm racist. No, racist,
not that
man.
I hate, I wouldn't go that route.
It's just not your preference,
it's
retard.
Not my preference, bro. No,
yeah, you can say that.
I'm just tired of these here. Fucking sensitive ass people, bro, in 2021, bro. Like, literally.
Yeah, there is a lot of I mean, this world,
y'all are big bitches. You guys
don't know how many fucking genders there are now, bro.
There's 72,
bro, honestly.
Holy
like,
shit.
I mean, name them all.
Like this fucking, I don't know, bro. This generation's all gentrified, bro.
It really is, bro.
A bunch of gentrifiers
fucking up everything, and it's
fucking up life, bro.
It really is.
Tranny numbers is spiked up. Gay numbers spiked. I mean, every other kid in school is gay now, which is fine. But
I wonder if later on in life, kids are going to walk out, bro. Like, and their parents are really going to choose what they're going to be. Like,
that's true.
It's just terrible, dude.
At some point, you're just going to be able to choose what it is. Like, even if it's a girl, you'll be like, no, it's a boy.
Bro, you're going to fill up a whole list, and it says, like, gender. And, like, who knows what fucking pronouns are.
Locations, it says, like, non-binary and shit like that.
No, bro.
Like, bro, what is that? There's male and there's female. Whether you choose to be or not to be, there's male and female.
Right, that's how it is, bro. Like, it's only one or two, bro. That's all it is, dude. All it fucking is, bro. And what can we do about this shit? Nothing but sensitive ass people nowadays.
I feel like we need some sort of a class or something to, like, really drill these kids in. Like in school, bro. Go back to the olden days.
Yeah, fucking whippings.
Teach them how to lay the pipe. Fucking give them some whippings. I mean, Nick, get the fuck over here, bro. The fuck? We're missing the whole patois of the fucking podcast.
I mean,
what do you have to chime in about today? About today's generation, bro. What do you think about it?
Bunch of fags.
F-A-G-G-O-T. Faggot. Can I say it in a sentence?
Oh, my God. Faggot.
I spelt it wrong, too.
Just cancel this, fellas. Don't listen to this shitty pod.
All he knows, is what it is. All he knows to spell is Lester, man. That's all.
L-S-T.
This is kind of like a little hidden community for all the kids that just want to grow up straight.
Yeah.
Old fashioned.
Oh, hey, shout out to all the kids that go to Buckeye High School that listen to us.
Beat your wives.
No, I'm just kidding, guys.
Don't do that. We're not going that old school.
Did you see Tony's story recently?
Yeah, that all the kids are watching.
All listen to him. Hey, shout out to
all fucking Tony's buddies.
You mean, that's not his name, bro. Dude.
What's his name?
Shout out to Yoni's friends.
Shout out to all Yoni's friends.
Shout out to Pencil Dick. Shout out to
Ghoulie.
To Ghoulie. Shout out to
Nello Yellow.
No, fucking what's his name?
I forgot his name. I thought I saw some name like that. Like all the Broad Bros or whatever it is. That shit's funny. See, those are the type of kids we need.
And deadass, since we're talking about what we need Trump back too, bro.
Oh yeah, even Biden fans would agree
Sleepy
that at this
Joe,
point.
He's a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
He hasn't shown his face since he was in office.
Man, he's on vacation, bro. I swear to God.
He's at the fucking hospital dying every other weekend.
Like, bro, I was listening to a Nelk's podcast recently. Uh-huh. And they were literally saying,
I got some more children
facts.
To shout out.
What were they saying?
They were just saying how Sleepy Joe.
Wait up. I got some more children to shout out. So shout out to Pesky, Banana. And I forgot the last one. Sorry.
It was
a far walk, cocksucker, because I forgot.
What do you think, bro? Do we need Trump back? Is that what this country's missing?
Do you guys like America great, or do you like it now? That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Do you guys like overtime, or do you guys like these free checks that you guys are gonna have to? I'm getting taxed on, you fat fucking pieces of shit. Go to work. The fuck is wrong with you? McDonald's literally hiring at like $15 an hour, and you're sitting there finger popping your ass.
Bro, you know what's one thing I saw that pissed me off?
What?
How Amazon is taking EBT and hooking these guys up with the discount. I'm not fucking with that, bro. It's just stupid, bro. Like,
that's why I like when Mr. McDonald Trump was gonna drug test all those felons.
Like I was saying, bro, listen to the Nelk
Boys podcast
recently,
gave me my own mic.
And they were just saying how like all the good benefits that Trump was saying, bro.
Oh, and by the way, we got two mics.
They prefer all that shit over just some terrible ass tweets that he was like listening.
Biden fans are.
Hey, you know what's funny as fuck? You know how I just, if somebody's most of our fucking people that listen are Biden fans. I like to piss y'all off. Fuck you. And if you were mostly Trump fans, I'd say I'm for Biden. I just here to make y'all mad. That's the truth.
It's like my buddy Ivan. Every time something happens to this country, I send him a screenshot. Look at what you did.
Ivan voted.
Am I wrong?
I voted for him and I fucking regret it.
You voted for Biden?
Let's unplug his mic. Unplug his mic. All right, no, I'm kidding. Don't actually unplug the mic. That would fuck up the pot.
All right. But did you really vote for him?
It was a mistake, bro.
We told you.
I'm sorry, bro, but. It was a fucking mistake. I regret it.
No. Did you really tell you to vote for him?
Be honest.
No, bro. I just like.
Nah, bro. You just don't have the guts to be like, babe, I'm voting for Trump.
Who told you?
No one did.
Nah, someone did.
No, bro.
You don't know
no
anything about politics. What made you vote Biden?
Yeah, literally. You don't know shit.
This. I want to know this.
Say the truth.
Say the truth.
Aaron, heads or tails, bro.
No, it was his girl.
I don't listen to politics.
You better vote Biden.
Why the fuck would you vote? I don't listen.
Damn it.
I don't know, bro, but.
Oh, we got another Biden fan over here. My girlfriend, come over here.
Let me just
say about Biden now.
Gas was a lot nicer at $2.40.
Nope. Yeah, now I'm paying fucking $4.
How do you feel about taking part in ruining the country?
It's not that I'm a Biden fan. I'm just anti-Trump. That's
She's
it.
She's anti-greatness and America being blue, great.
A few bad tweets, I'd take over ruining a country.
Yes, a few rapes, I'd take over ruining the country.
Yeah.
Okay, it took a toothpick.
This motherfucker sniffs little children.
Biden does sniff children, right, and he can't go. Didn't he bomb the wrong place?
Babies, they smell fresh.
Didn't he bomb your the kids? Wrong place?
What?
Didn't Biden bomb the wrong place? That's what this guy.
Yeah, that motherfucker bombed and killed a bunch of civilians.
Motherfucker can't walk upstairs.
I don't know why they gave him the button. He was looking at the map upside down. This little piece of shit.
You know, it's like me on fucking Leaf play when I bombed the wrong place and killed my teammates.
You know, he said, I thought I was on League play. My bad. That's what he fucking tweeted.
What were you dinking?
He said, I hit him with the cruise missile. I'm sorry. But they would have capped the hill, he said.
It's your first day in office after Biden leaves. What do you do, bro?
Go on vacation.
Well, first of all, go on vacation.
No. I thought I was talking about
what do you do, bro?
Me?
What's your speech, bro? What are you telling the people?
Once you win the presidency from Biden, what do you do now?
So, like, if Biden were to leave?
Yeah. You're president now.
You're president. You're on the podium. Go.
I'm wearing all red.
Yeah, I
don't think that'd be a good thing, bro. I'll probably get shot.
No, you're wearing all red because you're a fucking Republican.
Wearing all red. I'm wrapping my car with Trump's face right on my fucking hood, bro, going down.
You're the president, dumb fuck.
I'm the president.
Yes. You're the president. You're on the podium giving your first presidential speech. What are you saying?
What the fuck are
you talking about?
I don't know, bro.
You got to freestyle it, bro. This is for the country.
We're going to take care of these fucking Taliban, bro. We're going to send at least 1,000 Predator missiles down their ways, bro. Some choppers, bro. And I'm going in there spraying myself, bro. I'm going to bring the Americans back myself, dude. I swear, that's what I would do.
That's the language you're using.
Yep.
I'm
voting for you.
So this is my speech. All right, guys. I know this has been 4 very tough years. Brown black guy. Should be in the asylum or an old home. We're getting this back. Gas will be $2.50 again, like when America was great. We're giving back Trump his Twitter account or banning Trump. And all Americans will ban Trump. All Americans will ban Twitter. We'll ban Twitter for y'all.
And bro,
if they don't give Trump his account back.
And we got to let everybody in the world try Eric's
name. We're banning everyone but Twitter, but everyone has to. Has to have Twitter so you can see all his tweets.
No.
If they don't give him,
you're mandated to like his tweets.
His account got kicked off, so if they don't give it back to him, we're just deleting Twitter. That's how we're doing it.
I'm taking Twitter off the market.
And I'm gonna. And if I'm president, I'm using Trump as my advisor, and technically, he's just president again. America's
president. You're in a second run, all sneaky.
And every household, if I was president, needs at least one AK-47 or AR-15.
All right, this is my speech, bro. You didn't give an actual speech.
I give an actual speech.
And on some Kim Jong Un shit, you have to have a poster. Fellow Americans, fuck your wall.
It's like a bomb sticker.
I'm on the mic, fellas.
A bomb pop.
I'm the president. What the fuck? Respect me.
Yeah, it's a great speech.
Good.
My fellow Americans, the Republicans are back in business.
Yeah,
I'm sending all my army. Into Afghanistan.
It's what it
everybody
is.
In there.
Go ahead,
all these civilians, we gotta save them. These women are oppressed. Fuck these damn Taliban.
It's what it is.
All these fucking tanks we left over there. Getting them back. We're America, goddamn it. We're going after you, China. You goddamn fucking commies.
It's what it is.
My fellow Americans, I love y'all. And I'll die for you guys.
It's what it is.
Mic drop, but I'm not gonna drop the mic.
Yeah, we just paid back $30.
Was that not good?
That was great. Honestly, you got my vote, 2028.
Oh, yeah. I'm running.
I don't know, but it's a pretty tough competition between you and Kanye.
Oh, yeah. I do want Kimye as my fucking president.
That fucking bitch is not with him no more.
Oh, she is.
We're back together?
Essentially.
I'm more confused than fucking...
Bro, I saw...
I'm more confused than people that think their pronoun is they. It's fucking he or she, you faggot.
What's the point? We gotta update our viewers. Are J-Lo and A-Rod together?
Oh, my God. They're all together, savvy guys. But...
Do we have the news on that? Do we have an update?
Yeah. J-Lo seen some dude that she used to make movies
with.
But
Snoozer.
A Rod.
I saw a Rico on J-Lo, bro. Let's be honest. I saw it the other day.
What do you think
about fucking McGregor trying to fight MGK? He's a clown, bro. MGK's a clown. He'll literally fucking murder him.
He's got Megan Thee Stallion, bro. Or is it Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Oh, right. Same thing.
No,
Megan
Thee Stallion's better, guys. Dark me all day, guys. Yeah, it's what it is.
Dark me.
I didn't tune
day.
Into your guys' racist stuff, so I'm just being devil's advocate. But we all know what I
think. I wasn't
guys.
Being racist. That's fucking
it was
Luis.
Just Luis being racist. No, what's it mean? Hey, guys, this will be called Luis is a racist piece of shit.
No.
Put my opinion out there, bro.
It is his opinion, bro. It is America. You can speak. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. I voted for Trump, guys, 2 years in a row. And look at me. Fucking wasting double on gas because you faggots wanted free healthcare. That's never going to happen.
Hey, man, we don't drop the F-bomb here.
Faggot.
And you know what, know what I'm tired of seeing, bro? What? Unemployed people saying, yeah, man, it's finally the weekend.
Like, those motherfuckers.
Y'all motherfuckers haven't heard the whole week.
Those motherfuckers are Rocky Point the whole week. It's Monday and they're posting. Finally Saturday.
Like, bro, like, come on, man.
What's a little thing you hate? A little grape besides that. Something else. Yeah, like a little pet peeve.
What really grinds your gears, nigga? Let's see.
What's the battery at? Because that's just not even charging.
It's not.
Is it still good?
Yeah, we're solid. It's not ready yet.
Shit, dude.
Don't you hate when girls' hands are on their knees? But they're not shaking ass on their hot shit.
Yeah, bro. That's fucking misleading. Like,
Let me see. Show me. How do you do it? Oh, yeah. He was clapping with no hands.
That the day we drop it, we'll post it on our story. Pigs in a blanket. At pigs in a blanket. I'm fucking
Wait. Shh. Wait. Oh, dang it. It
was
a silent fart.
Guys.
Fuck.
Stinks, all right.
I just shit on my new mic, guys. I'm sorry.
Fuck. I'm getting
We're getting pink eye.
This one's so fucking bomb.
These
Bud Light seltzers, fucking the groovy summer drinks.
One?
These are fire.
It tastes like bombs, like bomb pop.
I just drank them.
There it is.
These shits go down easy. Yeah, that's what I have. This is good. These shits are fucking good. What's a drink you get usually?
Bro, I don't know why they have been stuck on Red Bull vodka, bro.
Yeah,
hey,
they're tremendous.
We're gonna serve you in the next, you know?
Yeah, like your sleepy wakes you up, gets you drunk.
Like,
what else do you need?
Yeah, that's true. Favorite beer is Dos Equis, or?
I haven't been drinking beer in a while, bro. Just cause, like, I got drunk as fuck with
Tommy
Hurts.
I think there's enough for you.
I don't know, bro.
I'm a Dos Equis guy, bro.
I'm a Tito's and vodka girl.
Oh, yeah, you go, girl. Yes, sisters.
That's
my favorite.
Don't you guys hate that they're trying to cancel James Charles just because he bugs
they
little boys?
Do that.
He likes little boys. Leave him alone. It's legal in Mexico.
Hey, wait, real quick, bro.
What was
your pet
peeve? Yeah, what was your pet peeve?
What do I hate?
I hate when girls post a little like ultrasound baby and they don't even
Can't even see shit. It's just like a blob.
They don't even put the dab.
No.
Because they don't know who it is.
That's a good one. Hey. That's a good one, but no, I see. No, it's because only because I
don't
saw
post it.
This...
It's not theirs.
No, they post it and it's not even theirs. And then, like, they want everyone to be like, oh my God, congratulations.
Personally,
and
they're going to be like, yeah, I hate that shit too.
Personally, I've never seen that happen.
A pet peeve of
that always, I should
have.
Okay. No.
Like, oh, it's my nephew, bitch. You know why you did that.
This happened to me this week. There was a lady that posted, or girl, whatever, posted an ultrasound pic. She put like in letters, lips, nose. I couldn't fucking see shit.
Yeah, those just
a blob.
You should see ours. Bro, ours back in the day. Have you seen the ones from ours back in the day?
No.
I see mine, bro. It's dead ass lines and see units pointing to shit. It's just not even real.
Know what I hate? When women be like, oh, I need a man, not a kid. But then a couple months later, they end up with a kid, not a man, bro. They don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Because they can't cook or clean.
Oh, I could cook and clean. I just made some fried rice. My first time ever.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's pretty fucking good.
Hey, let me see. Let me get the judgment on the rice.
That motherfucker's going to be cold already. Damn it. Go get it.
The judgment?
Yeah, the judgment.
I didn't see the offer in the
fucking Eric's still chefing it up. Man, he's got like 5 steaks to go. He's cooked 6 steaks already.
After this.
Oh, okay.
Looks tremendous.
He's fucking cold.
He's been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay. He's got a whole fucking professional pan and shit. This fucking animal. He's cold, though. You having fun, Eric?
Yep.
What if this was your job and you did this shit 8 hours a day?
Gotta do it anyway.
He's got a point. You're out of gas?
Nah.
Okay. We're still rolling, fellas. We're rolling.
They look real good. I'm not gonna lie.
No, they're fucking tremendous. Hey, cut up Luisa's, bro. I want to see if it's all fucking wrong.
I even went over a little.
Oh, I was okay, never okay. into like it's well, like rare steaks, bro. Cooked, but after you, tasting
it. Nah, bro. It's where the patois. It's like juicier, bro. It's not all tough or nothing.
They are good.
Yes,
I should
bro.
Get medium well. I don't know what I was thinking.
Medium rare is the way to go.
Yeah, sounds about right.
No, medium rare.
Probably medium.
Oh, okay.
Medium rare to medium, but never medium well, bro. Oh, trust dude. Me. Because even sometimes some chefs suck dick and they'll fucking get it all cooked.
Not only that, too.
Medium rare. Usually.
Not only that, bro. I didn't think about this, but say like you have steak left over. You feel me?
Oh yeah.
You microwave it.
Yeah, it'll cook it. Well, it'll cook in its done. Own juices still because it's got some fat still. Ooh. Fuck. Oh my god, this is tremendous. Are you fucking vegans? Fuck you.
The fuck you missing, man?
I got a vegan that I especially want to
you and your impossible meat could go to fucking suck dick.
Yep.
No impossible meat's covering this.
Tofu will never taste as good, bro.
Oh, bring it. Go bring it.
Damn, bro.
We fucked up already on one.
Criticism for the shit.
Nah, this one was fucking good. Which one was this one?
He said he'll cook it more for you.
The first one.
Oh, right, you cooked it more?
Give me a piece.
Honestly, bro.
He gets down, honestly.
He just likes to shit cook like shit.
Alright. Has he tried it?
Mm-hmm. Hey, most of it. It's literally a sliver of
the thing. He likes it charcoal black, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about
that. I don't know about. Could you do it?
Oh,
no, fuck it, fuck it. It's good. It fell on the concrete and he's still eating it. We don't waste food around here.
It's worth it, bro. It's worth it.
We've had worse. Go get me another one, honey. Please. Oh, this shit's good. These seltzers, a little meat. Could you ever go like vegetarian?
Honestly? I can't even go keto. I tried.
Keto's hard, though. I gotta have sugar. Oh, yeah. You gotta put that back in.
Oh, yeah, that shit's fucking glowing red, bro.
Yeah. Nah, bro. Could you go vegetarian? Like, no
fuck
meat?
Fuck no, bro. Yeah. I don't know why, bro. I eat steak and crave it the next day, the day after that, the day after that. I fucking
you just have some, like, I could eat chicken every day. Chicken, no. Meat. I like pork, too, and specific things.
I swear, bro, one day, I'm going to go to some fine area, bro, eat a fucking nice $500
steak. We're going to Fleming's, bro. Let's go to Fleming's.
I want
to
eat a nice, expensive-ass steak. Like, I'm... I want to taste
no, that. But Fleming's is fire.
I'm with
let's
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Whenever you guys come back, or whenever you guys
let's go with the end of October. You and your girl, and me and my girl, and maybe him and her.
We can't afford that.
The thing is that my girl works weekends now, so it's just.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just
you're
me.
Right.
Solo Dolo, bro.
God damn it. Well, me and you could go on a nice little date.
You and Ivan, and. Oh, just us three. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Guys night,
are
bro.
You down to go, though?
I'm down. I'm 100% down to go.
A nice little steak. Don't
honestly,
get much better than
while
that.
You guys are over there, I'll just have Eric make me.
What's one. Your top five foods, bro?
Steak, and steak.
Nah, no,
steak
bitch,
steak.
Bitch, bitch.
Steak, and steak.
Really chocolate, serious.
All right, New York steak, filet mignon.
A T-bone steak.
But like restaurant-wise?
No, food.
Like it could be like
literally,
chips. Cheese,
nah, do top three because that's hard. Top five is hard.
No, top five, top five.
I don't even know, bro.
In no particular order.
I say steak is up on top, bro. I love I love steak.
I would go, personally, no, but.
Pizza.
All right, guess pizza, a nice, beautiful hamburger, some French fries is up there. Chick-fil-A sandwich is definitely up there. For the fifth, fuck.
Blue raspberry, baby.
I'll get it. I don't care.
Thank you.
And. Oh, I love bull testicles.
Bull testicles.
They're exquisite.
Oh, bro, one time, bro, like, no bullshit, my girl let me try a chicken heart. Never again.
No, that shit had to taste like metal,
that
huh?
That shit was a fucking pepper. pebble, bro. She was hard as
really?
I tried the rice and it was good. They haven't tried it because it looks weird.
All right, bro. So my order would be steaks. It'll be a hamburger. It'll be the Nashville like Nashville chicken.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I mean. Like chicken in general is what I mean. Yeah.
Bro.
That's probably my fifth.
But Chick-fil-A is up there as well, bro. Chick-fil-A is fucking.
Do you eat it a lot? Honestly, I go once a week at least.
Every Friday. I went on Friday.
You have another plate on
this. What do you get?
I just get the chicken deluxe meal, bro.
The spicy or not?
Spicy.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's tremendous. If y'all don't like it or never tried it, at this point you guys have had to try it.
They should off themselves.
Got to get the Chick-fil-A sauce.
My girlfriend doesn't let me go out there, but she usually goes.
She don't like it, huh?
She goes on Sundays.
Yeah. Fucking piece of shit. She goes on Sundays. On that note, I'm going to go hang myself, fellas. No more podcasts. This shit's ended. I'm going to die. Let's see who fucking takes over my spot. This week, this upcoming week, I'll be in Rome. Oh, wait, no. That's next week. I'll be in Rome, fellas. I'll be in some fucking Jewish woman's asshole out there. Eating my girl in the round. I'm just kidding. I'm going to go see the Pope, and I'm going to go shake him up.
You
should have went, bro. Would you have gone?
Honestly, I would have gone.
I regret canceling mine.
Just yes, bro.
You guys pissed me off.
What the fuck did we do?
You're like, I was like, wait up, bro. So I had no money in my account. You're like, I was like, wait up, bro. I'll pay it with my credit card. I was saying, like, it's going to be $300 and something. Like, the fuck? I don't even have it.
But that's not my choice.
Nigga, I said, I'll pay it with my credit card, everything.
Well, yeah.
And you guys tell me. And you didn't.
No, we did. At
you
first, remember?
When we were going to get scammed,
we got scammed almost.
Place.
No, but it was on the website, bro. No bullshit.
That's besides the fact. Then you could have just called me and got my information. I would have sent you a picture. It's not like I don't trust you.
No, I know, but I was already on the phone with the lady.
And then I was like, so I had no money. And I was like, yeah, fuck this fucking trip. I was like, I don't even fucking want to go to that fucking place.
Nah, what? Look, bro, you could have communicated it with me. Like, nah, bro, hang up or something.
No, you texted me. It's $300 and something.
At that point, I hadn't gotten it. I hadn't gotten it yet.
Even asked my girl, I was like, I do not have this fucking money right now.
No, I hadn't paid for it yet.
All right, so how much was it each?
But then you didn't tell me nothing, so I just got it.
So that's why I was mad. That's literally why I was like, fuck that.
But if you look now, it's like $1,600.
I knew what you wanted.
Reese was, Raymond was trying to go. So, because he kept his credit.
Right.
So I was gonna get it for him with that money, but he had to add like 800 on top of that.
No.
Still,
I thought it was six.
No, it was like
1600.
8, bro.
No,
I mean, it is a whole
okay,
ass
maybe.
Though,
extra shit,
yeah.
But that's
no, but
it
said
extra...
8 something because you had like more fees.
Nigga, that doesn't matter with the
I promise.
Plane.
I low key was like, I should do
the
it.
Plane.
You should.
That's just the plane.
After, but for me to meet you guys over there and find you guys,
easy.
It's the other side of
the
world.
From the passport, you could just take a
fuck.
Car ride to a fucking. It's like an hour, like 30 minutes
away.
We were
talking about the hotel, remember?
Yeah.
Bro, what the fuck?
You could stay with us.
You said I could
drive and fucking get
no,
a boat.
I said
he
could.
Go the rest of the way.
Just check it and get it.
It's an extra 700.
Here, watch out real quick.
I mean, fuck it, bro. We leave Friday. It'd be sick.
I have that week off. I have that week off still.
Oh, for real? You're still gonna take? Oh, well,
I
you're leaving off. Your job and shit, huh?
No, I'm
no,
staying.
He's staying.
Oh, you're staying?
Yeah,
there.
They lowballed him, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a bad gig.
See, like he's a bum.
How much did they give you? A couple bucks.
One? I don't know. No, like a good amount.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With some promises attached.
Yeah, of learning a new shit, which is good.
Okay, that's even better, bro.
But I was like, I should go, but I didn't want to take like you guys. Like, oh, we got to wait for Raymond to show up today.
Oh.
And then me traveling by myself on an airplane already.
That's not even a bad thing. Bro, we're not even sitting together on that plane.
No?
No, we're all over the place. No, we're not. All
right.
You got to pay extra for that shit. It's goofy as fuck.
If you get there early, you just click it.
It's
that's
goofy
what we
as shit, bro.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we'll fucking see you guys on fucking Wednesday. Hope y'all have a fucking beautiful week. Remember, pull that fucking dick out, slap a bitch with it, because we don't give a fuck in this podcast.
Slap bitches with your dick, even if you have a girlfriend. And go us, because we're loyal. We don't do that. Give
us bitches fucking purple right now. Fuck them.
Did he?
Fuck them all, baby.